This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Hi, welcome to The Mr. Brown Show, and this is Mr. Brown.
This is Steve.
And I'm Yina.
You know, I read that Singapore is experiencing a leaking problem. No?
Really? I got one good plumber. Damn solid. The other day fixed my toilet.
Not that kind of leak. Okay, we are going to discuss our Leave No One Behind campaign. And we want to make sure the policy is properly thought out.
I've put an asterisk next to the Leave No One Behind slogan and written a footnote, see Annex A for exceptions, to make sure we are clear.
Good.
Yes. And I have compiled the list of those we don't want to leave behind. Let me see. Leave no one behind who can pay for stuff. Leave no one behind who are normal and can work. Leave no one behind who have good organs to recycle. Leave no one behind who isn't in the opposition wards.
Hey, by the way, I just found out we are leaking talent. The top 0.5% of our talent is leaving Singapore and never coming back. Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
Huh, so what can we do, sir? Should we organize some special event to make them come back? I know. We can go New York and let them taste Singapore food like satay and yu cha kueh. Then they'll remember the smell of Singapore and yearn to come back.
Yes, we can call it Singapore Day. I make the SingaporeDay.sg site right now.
I cannot understand why all these bright young people, children of very well-educated families, would leave Singapore and settle down in other countries.
Yeah, why can't the children of not-so-educated families leave? They are the ones who aren't really contributing to society anyway.
I also don't know why our very good local talent leave. We got good food, socially acceptable art scene, government-driven economy, and subsidized HDB flats. I propose, in order to top up our leaking Singapore talent, we start to import talent from other countries by the bucket.
Wow, sir, that is a great idea. But how do we attract the foreign talent when we cannot even keep our own from leaving?
Easy. We treat the foreigners better. Give them the perks and free education for their children in our best schools. No strings attached. Maybe we should even ensure property prices in the districts 9 and 10 don't become too high so that the top CEOs and their wives and families can afford to stay there.
But won't the locals be upset with this preferential treatment?
Who cares? If they are so talented, they migrate, lor. Those who cannot migrate will stay here and take whatever we dish out to them. Besides, we already give our citizens many, many perks, like a GST hike that helps the poor, and a shortened national service. And we are planning a Citizens' Day so they can get a free new public holiday.
Yeah. Then for the foreign talents, we try to make them citizens.
We can start a new unit, the New Citizen Plan, like new water like that. Foreign talents will go into it and then, through reverse osmosis, be transformed into citizens.
Who should we get to be the CEO of the New Citizen Plan, sir? Hey, how about your daughter? She's quite talented, what?
Cannot. She has migrated overseas and settled down there already. Say she won't come back.
Wow, sir, that's very good of her. Flying Singapore's flag proudly overseas.
This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Achieve your American degree in Singapore. Polytechnic graduates will receive advanced standing. For more information, please log on to www.cae.edu.sg/usf.pdf. The Mr. Brown Show is a not very educated local production of MrBrownShow.com. They should migrate. Leave this country.
Serious, my plumber damn good, no?
Not this kind of leak.